Tuesday, 10th of July. Last night we played at soldiers, creeping about the orchard and landing in beds of nettles. I dropped down by an old tree stump and levelled my rifle, and it was immediately covered with ants. It's a great life. On Sunday morning we are to be attacked. That should be exciting. No doubt it'll pour with rain. Monday, 7th of September. The sirens are going many times and oft. During the weekend we rather lost count and would sometimes ask, is the warning on or off? We've had three today. It's now 7:45, and round about 8 o'clock has been a regular thing for the past week. But last night was an exception. I had to go to the waterworks again. During the morning I had got a cap, ground sheet and haversack to go with my uniform, so I was able to don full war paint for the first time. When I was dressed up, Thomas said, you look about 6 feet 3 inches now. But I felt like something out of Comic Cuts. However, it must have scared Jerry, as we had the first quiet night for quite a while. Not a single warning or disturbance of any kind. Mrs. Levin got undressed for the first time for a fortnight and slept through the night. Such is the confidence I inspire. Wednesday, 16th of October. What a night. After a somewhat noisy night last night, we had a very quiet day without a warning. Just after tea, it began to rain and has thrown it down ever since. My Home Guard uniform has received its baptism. I got all dressed up, uniform, great coat, ground sheet cape and gum boots, and set off for the rendezvous. Eight of us had gathered and were dripping nicely when word was brought that the practice was off.